Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the Market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hongbin Jung. Asian shares dropped today following declines on Wall Street as investors contended with disappointing results from tech giants. And recently, stocks have been influenced largely by the earnings season. And joining us on the phone to tell us more about the current market trends is Aninda Mitra, head of Asia Macro and Investment Strategy at BNY Mellon Investment Management. Aninda, welcome to the show.
Hi, Hongbin. Thank you for having me.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. So it seems like stocks have been largely influenced by, you know, earlier we saw mostly solid earnings. And now with the tech stocks on the downturn today as tech earnings disappointed, how would you describe the current market conditions?
We would still see this as fairly unsettled. Mm-hmm. You're right in pointing out the dichotomy between a set of companies which announced fairly solid earnings, and then you had several tech companies come in and disappoint us. Mm-hmm. I think a common refrain in the tech space was the unusual strength of the dollar,
which
did crimp their earnings. So that's feeding through earnings as a first step before it gets to starting to weaken job hiring plans and possibly even result in layoffs down the road. So clearly, market conditions are still very unsettled at the moment going into next week's FOMC meeting.
Mm-hmm. And before tech earnings were reported, we saw more than a quarter of S&P 500 companies reporting their third quarter results, and with more than two-thirds of them beating analyst estimates. But there are concerns that slowing output will dent corporate profits in the coming months?
Yeah, so I think what the solid earnings came through from most companies which are more domestically oriented and inward-facing, as opposed to, companies with a larger global earnings profile. But you're right. I think the GDP numbers which came out just overnight, I think, tended to show that, once you strip out net exports, government spending, and inventory buildouts, domestic demand is slowing on a seasonally adjusted basis, on a basis, or if you annualize it. However, whichever way you look at it, demand is slowing. So I think on a going forward basis, it's hard to see how the earnings outlook continues to hold up in a high single digit to double digit kind of a space, which is what the guidance has been so far from many companies.
Right. And currently, markets seem to be largely influenced by these earnings season. But next week, I'm expecting, it will be largely influenced by, the U.S. Fed, because they're expected to have their interest rate decision. And there's a little bit more speculation that the Federal Reserve may curb the pace of rate increases by year end. What are your expectations?
Yeah, look, a core part of our investment thesis is that the Fed will want to reclaim its credibility. So this is happening in a backdrop of very elevated inflation. I mean, CPI is still running above 8% and wage growth is at 5%. So those kind of rates are completely inconsistent with a 2% inflation target. Now, that being said, we are mindful of the degree of tightening which has already taken place, and as would the Fed. The Fed would also be mindful of that, of course. But the bottom line is, if you think the Fed were to commit an error, the bias of the error would be towards a type 2 error rather than a type 1. A type 1 error is where they thought inflation was transitory, things would come down, they had the space to take it easy on the normalization cycle. Well, they were wrong. Now what we're seeing is that to defend their credibility and make sure, and especially to avoid a wage price spiral, they are more, they would be more inclined to over tighten rather than under tighten. At least that's a bias of risk on a going forward basis. So to answer your question, no, we are looking at a 75 basis point hike next week, and at least another 50 to a 75 basis point hike at their December meeting, which would take the Fed funds rate to 4.25 4.25 to 4.5% by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. And currently we're also seeing, you know, with heightened hopes that the Fed will, you know, loosen their monetary policy by year end. Markets have been reacting very well to that. But once the Fed decides to slow their pace, maybe in December, how are markets likely going to react? Do you expect them to react, you know, with more volatility or?
Yeah. Look, I think the driver, you're right. I think the drivers of market action will begin to shift after next week's decision. Mm-hmm. The markets will look for cues about the future stance of policy.
Mm-hmm.
And we expect that the Fed will keep its cards close to its chest. I think they'll want to keep the option open for going with yet another 75 basis point hike if needed at the December meeting, or stick with something close to 50 basis points.
Mm.
So I think you're right in pointing out that they will become a bit more data dependent,
mm-hmm.
but the drivers will shift away from the Fed and more towards the outcomes of the midterm elections in the U.S., geopolitical uncertainty, the drag from Europe, which we expect is slipping into a recession as we speak. So all of those things will come to the fore, and not just earnings and U.S. inflation and the Fed meetings per se.
Mm-mm. And what are some opportunities investors can look out for in the current market?
So at BNY Mellon, we are still advising our clients to be very defensively positioned. As I said, the Fed is going to be at it until they see clear signs of pullback in inflation and an avoidance of a wage price spiral. We're not there yet. So we're still inclined to go with low PE stocks, high dividend yielding equities, almost cash equivalent type of duration in the fixed income space, and long dollar. So those are the kinds of investment suggestions we're still making to our client base.
Well, thank you so much, Aninda, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Aninda Mitra, Head of Asia Macro and Investment Strategy at BNY Mellon Investment Management. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.